I'm Tommy Gimler. Attention, you fucking nerds. It's time to get your calculators out and your magazines, because it is time for the 2017 Daily Upper Decker Fantasy Football Preview.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, here's what I did. I jumped on a plane and I flew to Wisconsin for a 14-team keeper draft at a golf course in the greater Milwaukee area. It was great. Great burgers, some Ruffles, and some great cookies to go along with Spotted Cow, which is a must-have when you go to Wisconsin. And then I traveled back to Los Angeles where I did a 10-team league, not a keeper league, just a regular draft, with a bunch of people who are just locals in a small beach town just outside of Los Angeles. And the great thing about that draft is it's so much easier because there's women in it. So, you know, if you finish anything less than third place, you're a fucking terrible nerd here in the fantasy football game. So let's just sit back and relax and take in the action and the activities at some of these fake football drafts. I'm Tommy Gimler, coming to you live from Kettle Moraine Golf Club here in Dousman, Wisconsin. Nothing but the best, Clark, here in Dousman, Wisconsin. There are guys who come here to intentionally get syphilis from the hookers of Dousman, Wisconsin, who ironically are Asian. The only Asians you'll find here in Dousman, Wisconsin. We're here for our 2017 fantasy football preview. It's a 14-team keeper league here. Free burgers. Well, I suppose they're not free. $20. The guy's a golf pro here, and he charges us all $20 for small bags of Ruffles. And then it's you pay $20 and you only get two burgers tops on top of that. And he doesn't have like mashed potatoes or anything. It's potato salad.
They're not even veggie burgers either.
Yeah. I mean, what if I'm from California? So what if I wanted? What if I actually wanted like a soy burger or something like that? Not even an option. But they do have Spotted Cow on tap, and that is the reason why I jumped on a plane and flew all the way from Los Angeles, California, to Dousman, Wisconsin, for this fantasy football draft. The other two reasons why I flew out here are the two gentlemen on the microphone right now. I've got Mark Calise and Brian Ports.
Woohoo!
Hey now.
Hey, welcome back, G.
Co-owners of Team Monkey Seaman here in this 14-team keeper draft at Kettle Moraine Golf Club in Dousman, Wisconsin. Mark Calise, you're a silent partner. A silent partner here in a fantasy football draft. Now, there are nerds galore here today. I mean, one guy is the Jewiest kid I've ever seen before in my life. That guy's 125% Jewish. Welcome to the league, Josh. And you know, we're all nerds. We're all huge nerds. We're huge nerds, but I think silent partner of a fantasy football team is as geeky as it gets. Talk to me about this.
Am I allowed to say something here?
You're allowed to. Yeah, this is where the silent portion of your partnership can be lifted.
Earlier, I was told I was only allowed to text. So, but for radio, it just doesn't work.
Get closer. Way. Pretend it's your husband.
So, being a silent partner is not as easy as it seems. You take a lot of shit from your team. From the other guys who just don't understand that it takes more than people talking about it to run a team properly.
Well, I think you're getting more shit for your attire that you wore here today. It looks like you're wearing some kind of maroon swim trunks and then a brown shirt with a hawk on the front of it, along with sneaks, along with some
shorts.
New Balance sneaks. Yeah. At this point, it's like if you're not married, it's like you've officially given up.
And one went out of business. Otherwise, I'd have those on right now.
Okay. And ones. Brian Ports, welcome. Sporting a medium McGuanago Indians booster shirt right here. Congratulations on your fifth consecutive year of being a booster to the McGuanago Indians high school football team. Your $30 donation every year for these shirts is greatly, greatly appreciated.
Oh, I appreciate you recognizing me for wearing the McGuanago attire. Yeah, I do ever again to support my community that
represent.
I live in.
Yeah, and how's that going so far this year? What was the score of their last game?
Very, very horrible. I believe McGuanago has been outscored 98-9 in the last 2 weeks.
So apparently your dollars aren't going to buy the best players possible.
Not this year, no.
Not this year. All right. Well, guys, we're in the fourth round of our draft here so far this year. It's a keeper draft now. Here at Team Monkey Seaman, you've decided to use your keeper picks on two Green Bay Packers players in the first round. You decided to keep Aaron Rodgers.
Best
and
quarterback
in the 16th round, we're going to keep Ty Montgomery, all right? All right, so through four rounds now, the fourth round's almost coming to a close. Right now, your team looks like Aaron Rodgers, Ty Montgomery, Carlos Hyde, Adrian Peterson. Talk about that. One quarterback and three running backs. Talk about your decision to grab three running backs out of your first four picks.
It'll be the simplest wishbone that we'll be able to run all season. We'll run all over these guys.
No, man, I think running backs score points, touchdowns,
right,
which in return gives us points in our fantasy league. So,
the more points you have in the league against the players that you're going against, your chances of winning are better.
Yeah, because you want the most amount of points at the end of the day.
Correct.
And just for the record, gentlemen, please disclose your highest level of education completed.
What's a senior?
K-12. K through 12. Outstanding, gentlemen. Well, Team Monkey Seaman, best of luck. We're going to get back to the draft right now. Final pick in the fourth round is up as Danny Woodhead just gets drafted with... That's your number one running back. Dustin, we might be in trade territory with you over here. We're here with the league's newcomer who basically walked into pure gold by taking over the second place team from last year. Josh, welcome. Josh,
Thank you. You
were the one we were talking about earlier that I'm scared of you when it comes to the world of fantasy football.
Because you should not be.
You look like the Jewiest kid I've ever met before
Thank you. In my life.
It looks like when it comes
to crunching. It's a Jonah Hill thing. So I get that a lot.
It looks like when it comes to crunchy numbers, you know what you're doing.
I would like to say hello to anyone in the southeastern Wisconsin and Madison area who might listen to the Drew Olsen Show on the Big 920. You would know me better as Intern Josh on that show. So hi, everybody, if anyone in Wisconsin listens to this podcast. Yeah, I'm doing this because my buddy Rick pretty much made me. It's going terrible.
What do you mean it's terrible? Your draft. Now, for starters, we do have people who listen in Wisconsin. They're mainly in Oshkosh.
Okay. So I don't know if we're there. But if you download the iHeartRadio app, you can listen to the show wherever you are, worldwide. The Drew Olsen Show.
What is it? 540 ESPN?
No, that'd be 920.
920.
Yeah, the Big 920.
The Big 920.
Yeah, it's out of Milwaukee. It's iHeartRadio station. Yep.
I got to catch up on all the Milwaukee stations.
Yeah, that's all right. So what happened is that I took over this guy who was in the league. Apparently he sucked and somehow took second. And in this league, if you finish high the year before, then you pick later the next year. So he did very well, then left the league and left me with the crap.
So he's like, I'm going out on top.
Right. He left me with the crap to pick up and
But you were left. So in a keeper league, in the first round, you kept AJ Green, who was going to be a first round,
right. Maybe
second round at the very worst, especially in a 14-team league. And then you have Tom Brady in the fifth. So if I'm coming into a fantasy football draft, there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. So now you use your next couple picks, like you did, to grab a couple running backs. So you took the Patriots running back and then Theo Riddick. It is a PPR league, correct?
Yes.
It is. So
and that's why we did that.
And then Keenan Allen,
which is as long as he stays healthy,
high risk, high reward.
Right.
Right.
Right. Which, when you have low expectations, helps
right. With
this whole thing. That would be my key advice. If you're going to do a fantasy football draft, just assume that it's going to go terrible, and then you'll be super happy the rest of the year. You might feel really nervous and upset at the actual draft, but the draft is much shorter than the season. So
right. Have
low expectations, and then even if you win half the games, that's pretty good in comparison to how you felt on draft night.
Right, I think having low expectations is actually a great, great motto to have for life, and it pretty much sums up
my experience
here so far. So it looks like you're doing great, man. Welcome to the league.
Thank you. Yes.
Best of luck. I hope you finish second again behind Team Monkey Seaman, personally. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
And once again, it's Intern Josh. Where can they find you? iHeartRadio?
Yes, that's correct. On the Drew Olsen Show on the Big 920.
Outstanding. All right. We'll be back with more in just a little bit here on the Daily Upper Deckers 2017 Fantasy Football Preview Show. Welcome back to the Daily Upper Deckers 2017 Fantasy Football Preview. I am here at Kettle Moraine Golf Club in Dalespin, Wisconsin. Woo! And I'm here with the two-time defending champion, two times in a row, right?
Correct.
Jason sporting the Pat Tillman jersey. And then we also have Wes. Wes, I'm not sure what the fuck you're doing here, but...
I'm filling a void.
Okay. Fills a void. That's a good life motto. What do? I fill voids. I'm just here filling a void. Jason, let's talk with you first here. This is a 14-team league, and it's not even a snake draft, right? So at first when I got into this and I saw how the draft was run, I could have sworn I wouldn't have expected a golf pro to run a draft like this. I would have expected like the slow kid who bags my groceries at Piggly Wiggly to be running a draft like this. But you've been able to win now 2 years in a row, and you've drafted from the same position, 14th. In the draft, but one of them was a snake draft, but still.
Correct.
Enough said. So you've won 2 years in a row. What's your secret, man? I need to know because we're still drafting. And I've had a tough start. So bring the mic all the way up here, else no one's going to be able to hear you.
I don't have a secret.
You're just that good. You don't look like a nerd. You look like you actually like do other things with your time.
I do. I like to drink beer.
Of course. Another, necessary.
Wes wants to talk. Hold on.
Wes, go ahead, baby.
If I could interject, I'm actually the two-time champion's boss.
Are you guys actually on the same team?
No.
I work for him.
Barely. He studies fantasy football for 35 hours a week.
But it's paying off. Two championships in a row.
It truly is. It truly is. And it's going to come up in his performance review. we'll talk about this later, Jason.
Okay.
And so let's look at your draft so far. So you don't have a lot of picks because you've either traded them away or you've used them to keep guys. So Odell Beckham in the first round. Talk to me. What is it like to have like basically the cornerstone of your franchise looking at the eclipse without special glasses? That's got to be worrisome for you going into your attempt to win three consecutive championships.
You know, I'm okay with it. He can do that. It's the off season. He can also go on boats if he wants to. That's fine because he does that in the playoffs. So as long as he performs in the season, I'm okay with it.
So go ahead. Look away at the sun. Look away at the sun, moon, like the first solar eclipse in 100 years. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So then you didn't have a pick until the third round. You took Michael Crabtree, another receiver, despite the fact that you also had Michael Thomas kept in the seventh.
Yep.
Maybe we need the trade because so your only running back is Tevin Coleman so far.
We could work something out.
Let's talk about your running backs in the past. So like compared to your teams in the past now, Odell Beckham, Michael Crabtree, Michael Thomas, and then Tevin Coleman. What does this look like compared to your teams in the past?
Looks like a championship team to me.
Glass half full with this guy right here. Sporting the Pat Tillman jersey. Is it just to score chicks? Does it work wearing the Pat Tillman jersey in the bars?
Yeah, absolutely, and my wife's okay with it too. Yeah,
living the fucking dream over here, Jason, the champion. Anything else you want to say about actually having the draft here at Kettle Moraine Golf Club in Dalespin, Wisconsin? Is this the only time of the year you come out here?
Yeah, it's the worst golf course I've ever seen.
What about for the price, though? What about the drink girls? Are
we just got ripped off. We got absolutely ripped off.
Let's talk about the cart girls here at Kettle Moraine Golf Club.
Yeah, there's a cart girl named Brittany. Khalees.
And what happened to Brittany?
She's just my favorite Bev cart girl. Yeah. I like her.
So was she the golf pro's wife before? Or did she start working here first and then she became Mrs.
I believe Khalees. So. I believe so.
Hey. That's a true boss right over there. We're going to have him up next. We have the commissioner and just basically the boss here at Kettle Moraine Golf Club. Rick Khalees coming up next. Jason, best of luck. I hope you finish second behind Monkey Seaman. We're back here at the 2017 Fantasy Football Preview here at the Daily Upper Decker. Find us online at dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. And I think we're still trying to do vines, but they're just not posting them. We're trying to do the vine. I'm here. This is a very special part of the podcast. I'm here with the pro out here at Kettle Moraine Golf Club and the commissioner, basically the boss. He owns everybody here. He met his wife here. He's shot under par here. Numerous times. He is in charge of the food, the cookies that I'm still eating. We still have cookies and Ruffles available in round 8. And to me, that is the biggest sign of a great draft. Please welcome the commissioner of, are we calling this the clicky draft? Is that what we're calling? It's the purple-headed yogurt slingers fantasy football draft. The commissioner, Rick Calise. Welcome, buddy. Great to have you on,
Thank you.
The show.
Good to be here.
Talk to me about the draft so far. What do you think? Someone just drafted a Bears receiver, so you know he's given up.
Yeah, that was foolish.
Yeah, it's Rick Stoll.
It's been working out very well for me today. I'm very happy with everything that's been going on. I mean, if you just look at my players and...
Well, you know, that's the thing. That's one of the interesting things about this draft. Pretty much every single draft that I've ever done, it's a snake draft. So if you have the first pick, and it's actually huge in a 14-team league, if you have the first pick, you wouldn't draft again until pick number 28 and then 29. But not in this league. If you're the worst team, you get the first pick, and then you get the 15th pick, and then you get, you know, the 29th pick. You get them over and over and over again. And I think that it's one of those things. It's very communist, actually, or very it helps. It makes things even, basically. If you're the worst team the year before, you have a great shot at becoming the champion the very next year. Someone just drafted a Lions player and a Bears player, so you know that everyone's taking a chance here in the eighth round. It's kind of like it's high risk, probably very low reward for those guys.
Absolutely,
right there.
Yeah.
So tell me about the how the purple-headed yogurt slingers draft came about. What year number is this for you?
And so my buddy Wes, he ran a league for a while. He got me into the league, and I said, "Well, this is stupid. Who plays fantasy football?" And he said, "Just come play 1 year." So I played the first year, and he's like, "It's gonna suck. You're gonna hate it. You're gonna get your butt kicked." And I showed up late for the draft, so I figured that was probably not a good idea. And it sucked. I hated it. I got my butt kicked.
And then the second how many years have you won?
Have I won?
Yeah.
Zero. That's zero.
But well, what happened in the second year?
So I got upset by that. So then the second year I said, you know what? I got to make an investment here. I got to put my time in, pick some players. And so I picked some players, and I still think I finished last. So Wes said, no, this is just too hard for me, you know, dealing with all these people. I was like, all right, well, I'll run the league then. So I invested so much of my time.
We need to cut you off right here.
Sure,
because
sure.
One of the co-owners of Team Monkey, Seaman, is going up to the board right now in the eighth round. It's pretty interesting because he had a high school was quite the bitch for him.
He's trying to figure out how to hit draft. See, that's an iPad.
So he was really good with stickers and like paper and stuff because he makes ink, so he sees that. But
that
now
makes sense.
We're on an iPad. And it looks like we've got our first kicker of the draft ticket in the eighth round, Justin Tucker. If you're going to take a kicker, you might as well take the best one. How many points in your league is a 50-yard field goal worth?
It's a great question. Who cares?
Probably 5 points, right? But I mean,
probably 5, yes.
At this point, I mean, you got to look at Team Monkey Seaman right now. They kept Aaron Rodgers in the first round, Ty Montgomery in the 16th.
And they're planning on taking about 16 50-yard field goals every game, so they should be all set.
Hopefully. Hey, it's a reach, but might as well. Let's see if there's a run on kickers right here. No, but there's a run on Ravens players. 2 Ravens players in a row, something that you probably won't see again. Until Donald Trump's second administration. All right, so Rick Calise, the league, it's great. You come out to Kettle Moraine Golf Club, which is a beautiful course. Beautiful course
here. 2 picks away here, buddy.
Beautiful course. That's right. We'll pause the draft for you.
All right.
So talk about like getting all these guys out here. It's a 14-team draft out to Kettle Moraine Golf Club and what they get for their draft.
Yeah, so you get $20. It gets you your draft here. It gets you your burgers, your sides, your dessert. Gets you the draft board, gets you the bartender.
And those are thick burgers, too.
Gets you 4
those
drinks.
Those are not like McDonald's
legit,
burgers. They were like thick burgers plus bacon, cheese.
Yeah, absolutely.
Throw some potato salad on that shit if
Heck
you want.
Yeah.
It's great.
Heck yeah.
So anything else you want to say before you go make
No, I mean, it's a great – I'm just looking at my draft board here. I don't even know if I need to pick. I mean, we got McCoy, we got Ingram, we got Anderson, we got Kelly, Nelson, Evans, Thomas. I mean, it's just Gronk.
So, yeah, I mean, your first overall pick in a keeper draft, you take Mike Evans. That's something that's probably not going to be said about any other draft across the country here. Rick Calise, commissioner of the Purple-Headed Yogurt Slingers Fantasy League. Great to have you on the podcast. More to come here on the 2017 Daily Upper Decker Fantasy Football Preview. Once again, your 2017 Daily Upper Decker Fantasy Football Preview is brought to you by Flag and Anthem. Great clothing. You can get 20% off your first order by going to dailyupperdecker.com. What the hell? Also brought to you by cocaine. I'm coming around.
Free Aaron Hernandez.
I think he's been freed. We're coming to you live here. We had a 10-team draft at Casa de Nutters, which sounds like an STD. But it was not as filthy as you'd think here. A lot of red wine. Probably the most proper draft I've ever been to. We did a 10-team draft over here. Draft results have just been given, and my team, Alabama Hot Pockets, was given an A. The only A that was given out. It said I had the best draft. Alabama Hot Pockets. If you're just coming around.
Protest from the delay, by the way.
Oh. I had a big game of trains. I was late to the party, but I was playing a board game over with a chick who had just given birth. You got to play those games. Got to play those games. Let her know that life still goes on after you make the worst decision in your life. Alabama Hot Pocket, according to Urban Dictionary. Now, this is good. Alabama Hot Pocket is the art of separating the vagina lips and then taking a shit inside and then possibly having sex with it afterwards. Alabama Hot Pockets, that is my team. That is who the nerds over at Yahoo said had the best draft today. Of course, if you use Alabama Hot Pocket in a sentence, Shania decided her vagina needed some lube, so her boyfriend performed an Alabama Hot Pocket. Since being posted on February 4th, 2005 by SWC, it's gotten 20,463 likes. So, Alabama Hot Pockets, best draft. Why was it the best draft? I had the number two pick overall. I went with Le'Veon Bell. That was a no-brainer at number two. Dez Bryant right there. I think he's actually going to stay out of trouble this year. And you'll have your moment. You'll have your moment. Aaron Rodgers in the third round. Alshon Jeffrey. Carlos Hyde, I think, is going to have a big year with Kyle Shanahan, that fucking dork taking over in San Francisco. They've got nobody else, so it's going to be basically Carlos Hyde or bust. Jordan Reed. At number six, thanks to Neil Buddy, the owner of Meth Head RV Hobos, for not taking him and allowing him still to be there in the sixth round. Kelvin Benjamin, Adrian Peterson, and then I took a kicker, Justin Tucker, in the ninth, and I think that's really what sealed the deal for me. Now, one of the greatest things about the league here, why I think one of the reasons why I was able to win it a couple of years ago and why I'm usually one of the top teams is because there's actually four women in the league, which makes it a lot easier. And we have one of those women stepping up to the mic today. From Casa de Nutters, please welcome to the podcast the one and only Jen Shearer, owner of Deep Penetration. Great to have you here.
I finally found somebody that made my name seem tame.
Thank you.
Compared to yours.
Deep Penetration? Yeah.
Well, you know, I got it from John Madden. John Madden would always say, oh, that's good penetration. That's strong penetration. That's deep penetration.
You think John Madden sounded?
Exactly like that. And I thought, when John Madden would say deep penetration on Monday Night Football, I thought it was funny. So that is why my team is Deep Penetration.
Now, dozens of listeners out there are dying to know, would you sleep with John Madden today?
I would not, but my great aunt, rest her soul, would. She loved him.
So your aunt's corpse would hop up out of the ground,
yes,
and ride and John Madden.
In a heartbeat. She adored him.
That's great. Let's talk about your draft. Let's talk about your draft. Now, Jen Shearer, how many times have you won the league?
I have been a runner-up two or three times.
So zero times you won the league. The question was, how many times have you won? And like a true woman, you deflected the question and talked about something positive.
I have placed more than anybody else.
And how much money have you received for that?
Like almost $400.
That's
you get
not
$150 for.
Well, let's talk about your non-winning team again this year. You're a diehard Patriots fan, and God bless you. Congratulations on your boy Brady bringing home the trophy again, Lombardi Trophy. So you like to stack your team?
Yes, it's
with
called
Patriots.
Stacking.
So let's talk about your team. Who'd you take in the first round?
Well, of course, I had to go Tom Brady because I knew if I didn't take him right away, somebody else would take him from me. And I love him, and he only has so many years, and I want him on my team this year.
So you think you had, the eighth pick?
Yeah.
In a 10-team draft? So you thought that whoever had number 9 and number 10, you think that Neil Buddy, owner of Meth Head RV Hobos, would have taken Tom Brady
in
the wraparound?
I think the guy right behind me here, who's a Patriot
because number
fan.
9 was also a Patriots fan?
Yeah.
The guy who took Colin Kaepernick with his last pick in a 10-team draft? Yeah, you think that he was going to take? All right.
That was a political statement.
All right, so let's talk about your team, and you seem to have high hopes again, like you always do.
I'm pretty hopeful for
a runner-up finish.
I think Doug Baldwin's going to get it done this year.
Now, I do remember when you took Doug Baldwin in the second, again, not in a 14-team league, but in a 10-team league, you took probably the 12th best receiver on the board. So I do remember when you took Doug Baldwin, you were like, oh, shoot.
Oh,
now, why would you say that if you were super hyped up about having Doug Baldwin on your team?
Well, I wanted Gronk.
Right. Kind of the exact opposite player. But you ended up getting Gronk anyway, yes. So it paid off.
Yes, so I'm very pleased. I took Gronk the next one.
And then it looks like one of your starting running backs is suspended for the first four games.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a tough go.
Doug Martin's going to kick ass when he comes back. And you know what? Last year, Brady was suspended the first four games, and he came back, you know, winning the Super Bowl.
Sure. So what's great about you is you love the Patriots so much that it's not even just enough to draft current Patriots. You load up the rest of your team with former Patriots. I see that on your bench you have Danny Woodhead, who's also injured at the moment, LeGarrette Blount. And then you also have Danny Amendola, who will be a former Patriot pretty soon once he blows out his knee and they release him.
Oh, that's harsh. LeGarrette Blount, I was actually on the fence about because I don't think he's going to do as well at the Eagles.
Right. Plus, it's a 10-team league, so there were, yeah.
But, you know, when he scores, he scores. Like, he always gets in the end zone.
All right. So, so what do you think? Your final prediction for this year's team?
I could see myself contending at the end of the year. And, you know, what I have now isn't what I'm going to have at the end.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the best thing.
Team changes a lot.
Yeah. Yahoo seems to think that you're going to need to make a lot of changes because they gave you a B-, which in a 10-team league is not a very good good score. It says, loaded with Patriots, deep penetration needs roster improvements. That is not something you want to see from the nerds at Yahoo.
I was pretty excited to get a B-. I thought they were going to give me a D.
Oh, see, that's what 6 years at the University of Phoenix studying Latin will do to you right there. It lowers your expectations. Jen Shear, owner of Deep Penetration, great to have you on the Daily Upper Decker Fantasy Football Preview Podcast. Best of luck. I hope you don't win.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. We're back here at the Daily Upper Deckers 2017 Fantasy Football Preview brought to you by Flag and Anthem and Cocaine. Another beautiful young lady here in our 10-team draft at Casa de Nutters. It's the Jungle Ballers League. We've got the adorable Casey Kilmer, owner of Namaste in the Pocket. Why don't you talk about your team name?
I just came up with it a couple minutes ago. I was Hipster Daydreams last season, and it just came to me. I don't know. It's like a gift from God. These things just come into my mind. I'm a yoga instructor, so Namaste in the Pocket.
I think it might have been a nice gift from some hardcore drug use over the last 30 minutes here.
That's a very good possibility
as
well.
On top of that, unfortunately for you, the dorks at Yahoo have given you the worst draft grade of the 10 teams here. They give you a C. And they haven't even changed your team name yet. It's with a projected finish of 10th. Hipster Daydreams has a great team if their goal is to finish dead last. That's pretty harsh. That is not a glass half full take on the upcoming 2017 season for Casey Kilmer. Let's find out why they said that. I honestly think you have some really good draft picks here. Of course, in the first round, you took the best available running back because you had the 7th pick. So you took Melvin Gordon. And then on the route, you know, on the way around, round number 2, you took Michael Thomas.
You noted that she's doing all right.
Of course, yes. She's trying to distract me.
My
from
hips are tight.
Distract me from her dead last roster here. Michael Thomas, Amari Cooper, Lamar Miller, Russell Wilson in the 5th round. Those are all great picks.
I'm not worried about a C.
Right. So what's wrong with that so far? After like 5 rounds, it's like you have a really good team.
Here's the thing with that grade. Everyone's going to think that I'm just in the background, like in the shadows and the gray. And pretty soon I'm going to burst out like the brightest sun anyone's ever seen. They're going to be so blinded by my awesomeness.
You're going to burst out. I'll tell you who's not going to burst out this year is Allen Robinson. I don't know who's throwing that guy down in Jacksonville, but that is your 6th pick. Number 7. Now, this could be a new team name for you because you took Zach Ertz, the tight end out of Philadelphia.
Ertz. You could change
your team name to My Nut Zach Ertz. Because then you get it? Because then it would be like My
funny.
Nut Zach. It's like My Nut Sack is when I'm like my balls, my
Thank
testicles.
Thank you. I might use that, actually.
Yeah, my bean bag. Yeah. You can't say My Bean
if
Bag
Ertz.
If he
comes Ertz. Out with a good first second week, I might change my name.
You might as well, yeah. You might as well incorporate him. My then you got C.J. Anderson. You drafted Bilal Powell on purpose. Sammy Watkins, the Los Angeles defense.
Dan Bilal was an accident.
Oh, was it an accident?
Well, I was adding him to my queue, and then all of a sudden it was my turn. But yes, I wanted him, so okay.
Well, he is the only Jets player that was drafted amongst 10 teams. So Bilal Powell.
Okay, maybe I'm going to start him next week.
Mine as well, right? Someone's got to score some points for New York. So what do you think? Are you going to just ignore the dorks, or are you going to actually use the projection here? With a projected finish of 10th, Hipster Daydreams has a great team if their goal is to finish dead last. Are you going to use it? Are you going to use that, or are you just going to ignore it?
I'm fully going to ignore it. I'm confident. This is my fifth year doing fantasy, and I've always ranked in the top four. So,
okay. Have you ever ranked in the top one?
Yes. I got first place last year.
Was it a team of all women?
No.
Or a league of all women?
It was only three women and
oh, it was only a league of three people?
Three women, seven men.
Oh, okay.
And I got first in that league. In this league that I'm currently in, I got fourth place, I believe, and that was my first time in this league. So I'm confident. I'm good on the waivers. I do my research. I'm on it every week. I'm ready for some football.
All right. The yoga queen of Playa Del Rey, Casey Kilmer, owner of Namaste in the Pocket.
Namaste.
Projected to be the worst team in the history of fantasy football, but that's all right. Thanks for joining us here on the 2017 Daily Upper Decker Fantasy Football Preview.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the 2017 Daily Upper Decker Fantasy Football Preview, brought to you by Flag and Anthem and Snout Candy. We are blessed with the presence of a former champion, the owner of Meth Head RV Hobos, Neil Buddy. Neil Buddy. Great to have you on the mic.
Hey, buddy.
The dorks at Yahoo loved your draft. They didn't give you an A like they gave me, but they gave you a B. And
we can't all be you. It's.
But here's the thing. You didn't have the second pick. I had the second pick. That's a huge advantage. You had the 10th pick.
I had the 10th pick.
In a 10-team draft. And I think you've done wonders here. You obviously started with Devontae Freeman. And then on the wraparound pick, you took A.J. Green. Funny thing, the third player you took, Leonard Fournette, doesn't even have a picture yet. That can't make you feel good. Let's talk about rookie running back out of LSU on Jacksonville. Talk about your first couple picks here, because I honestly think you have some, it could be like a breakout year. Like, you have players where it could be like you're going to crush somebody. Like, one week you're not going to score any points, and next week you're going to score like 500.
Well, that's what I was, I ended up taking a couple of risks. I mean, I kind of had to with the 10th pick. So I made a couple long shots with players that could have, you know, make it or break it seasons.
Yeah, I think it's great. T.Y. Hilton was, he's always a big-time player in this league. Tyreek Hill. Now, the thing about Tyreek Hill is in this league, you get points for, like, punt return yards and stuff, and he does everything, right? So he does, so that's actually,
he's
I think a steal in the fifth round.
I think he could be a sleeper.
And, you know, hard to find. You actually have another guy here with no picture, Joe Mixon. A lot of fight in that guy. That guy's willing to punch chicks right in the face to get what he wants. Joe Mixon. You know what's so great is that we hear NFL stories, and we hear, like, the Ezekiel Elliott story, and we hear that, and we're just like, God, what a dick. How can these guys do this? Like, Ray Rice, how could you do that? But then when it comes time to draft fantasy teams, like, what the hell? I'll take a flyer on Joe Mixon.
Well, I mean, the thing is that if you look into the backgrounds of these guys, you're left with nobody to pick. So, I mean, you got to take the least of it, you know, least of the evils, I guess.
Right. Plus, you know, the rest of the owners here, it's just like the NFL. Like, if you don't take him, Jerry Jones is. Jerry Jones or
amen to that.
Or Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati. He's going to pick up the felon. I love the Pittsburgh defense pick, Devontae Parker. You got Randall Cobb down in the 12th, which could end up being a steal. And according to the nerds at Yahoo, Hunter Henry in the 14th. Hunter Henry is the real deal, they say.
I'm hoping.
But, you know, he's your backup tight end to Martellus Bennett. A great overall team. What was your strategy with the last pick?
Well, you know, I mean, I was kind of surprised by the last pick, naturally. You know, at that point, I knew I needed to, you know, take some chances, I think, with the pick. So I went strong with a couple of having those back-to-back picks, 10 and 1, allowed me to go strong with Green and when Freeman. So that was my core, and I tried to build around them.
You know, it's a solid core. It's a dark core. If you wouldn't have drafted Hunter Henry, the only white guy on your team would have been Will Lutz, the kicker out of New Orleans, which, you know, at that point you have to take a white guy. It's just no one's ever going to accuse Neil Buddy, owner of Meth Head RV Hobos, of being a racist. That's for sure. Yahoo says with an elite set of wide receivers, Meth Head RV Hobos is loaded with talent. It's got to make you feel good after putting all of the effort into your draft tonight.
Oh, huge effort.
All right. And just so we're aware, your drink of choice for the owner of the Meth Head RV Hobos is?
Tonight it's red wine.
Red wine. Total. It's getting confusing here. It's a meth head RV hobo zoner, and he's drinking red wine. You never know what you're going to get here in the 2017 Daily Upper Decker Fantasy Football Preview. Great to have you. Best of luck. I hope you finish
second.
Thanks,
buddy.
It's the 2017 Fantasy Football Preview here at the Daily Upper Decker, brought to you by Flag and Anthem and Booger Sugar. It's it was a great draft for some of us. Tommy Gimler, owner of Alabama Hot Pockets, obviously given the best draft award, it's going to be a bright season for me. Not so much for our next guest here. We've got Johnny Graw, owner of Throwing Long John Bombs. It's never a good thing when the nerds at Yahoo say with a projected finish of ninth, Throwing Long John Bombs should probably stop reading this draft recap now. It can't make you feel good. Let's talk about your draft. Mike Evans in the first round, followed by DeMarco Murray, Christian McCaffrey, Greg Olsen, Keenan Allen, and Martavis Bryant. So it looks like you're pretty much set there. What do you think the problem is with the nerds at Yahoo at this point?
Well, they don't understand that leadership all starts really in the locker room or in the women's bathroom. So that's why I went with the team therapists, Roethlisberger and Jameis Winston. So I just wanted to, like, I just thought it was, like, really important to, you know, start with leadership on this, in this group.
Lord knows Roethlisberger knows the bathroom.
You know, but you also have a kind of a steal of a pick here in the eighth round. Now, granted, it is a 10-team draft, but you took Darren McFadden. So you'll be able to keep a close eye on the Ezekiel Elliott situation.
With one of the greatest lines in football right now, and you have no idea if he's going to be, you know, with the lawsuit, is he going to be there for the playoffs, you know, or is he going to be there at the beginning of the season? You know, like, so I think McFadden has, like, a great chance of, like, really, you know, racking up some points for me at some point, either at the beginning or the end of the season.
Yeah, either way. Plus, the thugs in Vegas have Ezekiel Elliott punching somebody this week at 3-1. So
nice.
You know, eventually Darren McFadden's going to get up there. Also at 3-1 odds, if you bet on this guy, I'm sorry you lost. Johnny, we didn't see your penis during the fantasy football draft this year. That was
because I'm wearing your cheese head over my cock, you know, so I just wanted to, like, you know, make sure everybody, all the women here felt comfortable, you know, because it was something that Ben actually taught me, you know, like in his own podcast earlier.
It's no longer my cheese head, that's for sure. Speaking of therapists, you also have Jameis Winston on your team as your backup quarterback, so this...
They're my team therapist right there. Yep.
There's only one thing you need to be a quarterback for the Long John Bombs, or Throwing Long John Bombs, and that's to be accused of sexual assault. Let's take a look at who else you've got on your team. Jacquizz Rodgers could be a steal for the first three or four rounds.
I was pretty sure that was something like an Alabama Hot Pocket, Jacquizz, but
it does sound like an Urban Dictionary sex move. Like, oh man, she passed out. I didn't know what to do, so I gave her a Jacquizz Rodgers and got the fuck out of there. Johnny Graw, let's talk about your haters here, the nerds at Yahoo. What do you have
hate?
To say to them? If any of them, we usually have about two or three people who listen to this podcast. So if any of them are listening, or if they're amongst the trio of people who listen, what do you have to say to them?
I don't like them. I don't like them at all. They're mean and sad and yucky people. These Yahoo mohos. They're just a bunch of Yahoos. That's all. You know,
the nerds at Yahoo are a bunch of Yahoos. I couldn't have put it better myself. Johnny Graw, best of luck.
That.
Team owner of Throwing Long John Bombs, projected to finish ninth in a league of 10.
Thank you, Tommy.
I hope it turns out a little bit better for you.
Grah.
It's the 2017 Daily Upper Decker Fantasy Football Preview, brought to you by Flag and Anthem and this guy's favorite candy, Mike Jem. Great to have you on the podcast here.
How's it going, Tommy?
Fan favorite Mike Jem. We've had you here for a couple podcasts.
No, I don't know about that.
Put that thing up closer to your face. Like,
okay,
Casey,
I'm trying
to
want me
right.
Eat the mic here. Okay,
pretty close,
the mic.
Yeah.
Right. What do you want?
Owner of Roger the Clown. Tell me, like, in two sentences or less, tell me what Roger Goodell.
Well, Roger Goodell tried to fuck Tom Brady. He railroaded him.
Yes.
And he got screwed because he's a five-time champion. So get the fuck out of here, Roger. And good luck at Gillette on Thursday. That's all I have to say.
I think that's all one sentence. A lot of commas. A lot of commas in there. That's right. It was one sentence.
There was a semicolon.
There was something in there. Yeah. Let's talk about your team here. Not a good draft. Not a good draft.
Oh yeah, what I got? What's my score?
Well, you got a C plus. It's the second worst draft.
Just
report
like
card.
In school.
Despite an exciting group of wide receivers, Roger the Clown probably should have done some research.
Oh,
that wow. One hurts, especially given your team. I don't think your team, the first couple of picks, the ones that matter, I really don't think they're that bad. You got Odell Beckham. You know, you never want to see your number one pick, though, staring at the eclipse without
glasses.
Guy's
a retard with a sprained ankle.
He is, but you'll take him. But
no,
you'll take
I took him.
Him.
I took him.
You got Beckham, Nelson, Gurley, Kelsey, Crabtree, Kirk Cousins in another contract year. It's like his fourth contract year in a row. The Denver defense, Mark Ingram, Tevin Coleman. I think
that sounds awesome to me, bro. I don't care about what these Yahoo fucking jerks have to say.
They're nerds. Nerds is the correct term. They're the geeks.
All right, whatever.
I think they're more concerned with your number 15 pick, your last pick, number 149 overall, Colin Kaepernick. Let's
Black
talk about
Lives
this
Matter,
pick, right?
Motherfucker.
I don't think he thinks that. I
think he does.
My conspiracy theory here is I have reputable sources who tell me that the Seattle Seahawks offered him a league minimum contract. He said no, didn't take it, and it's still just a huge hubbub. Why won't a team offer him a contract?
Your source?
I can't. I can't cite my source. It's not what you do in today's world of journalism.
Apparently you don't.
Your sources stay hidden. Mom.
I met your mom, bro.
Well, she's got.
I'm pretty much sure it's not your mom.
She's, you know, they're good. They're good sources, but I don't think he's going to matter in the world of fake football, fantasy football. So tell me why you would draft him with your 15th
I did it
pick.
Symbolically.
A symbolic.
Yeah.
And what do you
because
hope
I'm
to accomplish?
Tired of unarmed black kids getting shot by police.
And I think we appreciate you doing that. But the
and
league,
I'm going to pick up a kicker before Thursday.
And you're going to so you're going to draft him and then you're just going to delete him off your team.
Yeah, I did it symbolically.
Symbolically.
That's what's called symbolic.
Now, well, I think that if you really care about the message and you really care about what's going on, that you will keep him week one and go without a kicker while you play Alabama Hot Pockets. And then in week two, go ahead and then pick the kicker.
Funny that you are Alabama Hot Pockets.
Yeah, that's
that's
a little reacher.
That was a good try. It was a good try.
Tell me about drafting here at Casa de Nutters with a bunch of great people here. You are a former champion, right?
That,
former champion?
I am a champion. I am a former champion of this league. And I have to say that Dave and Jen are absolutely fantastic hosts.
No one can hear you, though, because you're holding the microphone so far away.
Oh, I'm sorry that no one can hear me anymore. I have to eat the mic, and Jen is showing me how to do that. I didn't realize it was a, what do they call it? Oh, whatever. But anyway, this is a beautiful place to have a draft. We're here on the porch of Playa del Rey. It was like, you know.
It's a great thing. But let's get back to your team. What's one thing you think to you think you need to improve on in order to?
Well, certainly I'm going to need a kicker.
That's a start.
I didn't pick a kicker. Instead, I picked Colin Kaepernick, and there was a reason for that.
We'll see if it pays off. We'll see if it pays off. Well, we'll see if people start giving you rides to places, call you over for dinner and stuff like that. Because
or not shoot me when I'm unarmed and have my hands up.
I hope so. Right. Hopefully one of the three people who listen to this are a police officer in the nearby area.
Oh, hopefully they're not.
We'll see.
Because
we'll see
they all hate me.
I don't know why. I don't believe it. Well, best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
Hopefully another championship here in the Jungle Ballers League is 2 years away, not this year.
Fuck you.
It's the 2017 Fantasy Football Preview here at the Daily Upper Decker, brought to you by Flag and Anthem and Cocaine. Speaking of cocaine, Michelle Barnes, great to have you here. Now, Michelle Barnes, owner of Big TDs, writer, a crowd favorite here in the Playa del Rey area. We love you here. Also, the only person in our fantasy draft that has been struck by lightning before, Michelle Barnes. Is it twice? Were you
just once? Just once.
It's still like talk about that day. I don't think any of our listeners have ever been struck by lightning. Talk about what it's like to get struck by electricity.
Well, it basically, in a nutshell, it just knocked me out immediately, and my.
And you woke back up and just started going back to town on the knob job and just geez.
What's that?
What? Nothing.
So what do you?
Yeah.
So what are you doing? This is in Florida.
In Florida,
because that's where all the crazy shit happens.
Exactly.
So you're walking. You're just walking down the street.
No, I was at my parents' property, and they have a. I was in a pole barn, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a barn that has
made of like metal poles.
They're telephone poles.
Unbelievable.
Telephone poles, and we drive tractors underneath. It doesn't have any sides. It just has an aluminum roof. And it's very, very, very tall. And so I was in that barn.
Okay.
And all I can say is that suddenly it was the loudest sound I'd ever heard and the brightest light I'd ever seen simultaneously. And that's it. That's all I remember. And then I was out.
And at that point, it was just like you woke up and you were like, I need to get out of Florida.
Well, pretty much. Yeah. Right. I'm like, I need to get the hell away.
Well, I'll tell you what. According to the nerds at Yahoo, you were not struck by lightning during your draft. They enjoyed your draft. They gave you a B. You had the third overall pick. You started with Antonio Brown. You followed that up with Jordan Howard, Drew Brees, Dalvin Cook, Demaryius Thomas, and then Amir Abdullah, most likely to be checked twice at security every single week for road games. Also drafted Tyler Eifert in the seventh, which drew a couple of boos from the crowd here as they thought effort should have been on the table a little.
Could have made more
there.
Effort, I know. I'll be honest, I ate a huge pot brownie before I came over here, so I don't hold myself responsible, but I had a really good time.
Well, we thank you for speaking in complete sentences. That's helping out
the
podcast.
Effort. I'm doing it.
So
pulling it off.
So it says chock full of wide receiver talent. Big TDs is loaded with talent. They just have nothing but talent to say about your talented team here.
I love it.
I think they may have also been sucking down a couple of pod brownies there. Chock full of wide receiver talent. Big TDs is loaded with talent. It's like Dan Diersdorf talking about athleticism when he talks about any of his players. Yeah. Is he still alive? Is he still calling games? Dan Diersdorf? Diersdorf? Anyway, so what do you think? What do you think? Sky's the limit. You've won this before. You're the only woman I've ever known that's won a fantasy football championship in a league of dudes.
I've won twice.
You've won twice. Get out of here. This one?
I have, yep.
What, did you win the first year?
The first two.
The first 2 years. Well, were there any dudes in there the first
year?
Yeah,
two? You were in the league.
Oh, was I?
Yeah. Yeah.
That must have been the year I was sober.
Oh, yeah, both years?
Both years, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what do you think? Do we have championship number 3 in store here with this team? Dak Prescott as your
my backup
quarterback? Yeah.
I'll give you a – I know that I have some work to do to keep it together, but I'm pretty happy with this draft.
Well, surprisingly, I said you drafted third. You actually drafted fourth. Somebody in front of you drafted Julio Jones.
Yeah.
And normally I would be all over that pick, but the guy who drafted him was the last year's champion, so we can't.
I know. We're playing each other this week.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
It's
if
a
it
rematch.
Pays off.
It's a rematch of what lost me the season last year.
All right. So we're here with writer extraordinaire and town favorite Michelle Barnes. Anything else you want to say about being here at Casa de Nutters for your fantasy football
it's
draft?
It's been a fabulous time. You know what? Surrounded by amazing people and a kick-ass draft for everybody. I think, yeah, there will be some winners and losers and all, but... it was a lot of fun, and I'm really happy we did it. I'm looking forward to this season.
Great. And just so you know, that's not the pot brownie. It's that's a dude across the table from you who's wearing a Jets jersey for real. That's on purpose. You did it on purpose. Are we going to get anything out of the champion? Are we going to – you want to talk at all? All right, we're going to keep rolling here. You don't have to talk a lot. I understand that you speak through drafting well here in your fake fantasy or your fake football draft.
I did not draft that well.
You don't think your fake draft went really well? Let's take a look at your fake team.
It's okay.
We're here with David, part of Jen and Dave's Casa de Nutters here. Julio Jones, let's talk about that in the first round. The nerds at Yahoo gave you that B. They like your team as well, and actually in week one you're projected to have the most points, so I'm glad I'm not playing you.
Yeah, and I believe you're at number 2 in the projected points.
Ah, yeah, but it's not about my awesome team. It's about your subpar team right now. That's what we're talking about. Julio Jones, why Julio Jones over Antonio Brown at number 3?
I don't think with you have two guys in the same team, you got to split up all of their reps. I thought that Julio Jones was a better pick. I mean, you could have went with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, but occasionally they did great last year. Sometimes they didn't.
I think what you did very well, you waited to draft your quarterback until the fifth round, since all the best ones are gone, and you ended up getting the guy who throws that fucking pigskin
to Julio Jones. You got Matt Ryan. Yes. So it's going to be double up points when they connect 15 times this year.
Week five is going to suck for me, I think. I got four guys in that week.
Four guys? So Julio Jones, Matt Ryan. Who else all have buys for you in week five?
I have Terrell Pryor. And then I also have the kicker, Matt. You know, what the hell's his name?
Matt Bryant, yeah,
Matt
the Atlanta
Bryant,
kicker.
So.
Well, good news, man. It's a 10-league team, and only nine of us drafted kickers. So the waiver wire should be full of kickers to choose from in week
yes.
number five.
Black Lives Matter.
So nobody has won back-to-back champions since the great Michelle Barnes, or championships, rather. Nobody has won back-to-back championships.
There was only two teams there that year.
It was
you and her.
Yeah, she and I didn't put a lot of attention. I didn't even know I was in the league one of those years. So what do you think? What is it going to take? Do you think, where do you see room for improvement here?
On whose team? Mine?
On yours, yeah. Do you need improvement, or is this pretty much what you're going to go with for the whole year?
I'm pretty good with it. I don't see that many holes, but some of my guys are getting a little old. Eric Decker. And then they got Dwayne Allen, which nobody picked except for me. And he's only 1%.
Right, in a league of Patriots.
But you know, the thing is, you got to look at it this way. I mean, after the first week, you're going to end up with Gronk with a hangnail, and he won't be able to play.
Right, he's going to have some kind of STD or something.
Then they're
going
to have Dwayne Allen there.
Some kind of. Well, I'll tell you what, Eric Decker, your 11th round pick there, by far the hottest wife in the NFL.
Don't tell my wife that.
What? Eric Decker?
Oh, that maybe the hottest white.
Jesse, what is her? Is it Jesse James? Is that her name? No. Jesse James, I like her. All right, just for...
Hotter than Giselle?
I like her. I really like her a lot. Plus, she's a singer. So for me, you know, that's you get a girl with a guitar and a voice, yeah, just I wreck my panties. All right, just so for our two or three people out there, pronounce the name of your second round pick.
Who the hell did I pick?
The Miami running back.
Oh, Jay Ajayi.
Is that right?
I believe it is. Oh. For 5 points?
I don't know. Is that how you pronounce it?
Ajayi.
For a guy who keeps talking about Black Lives Matter, I don't think you're putting a lot of effort into it, just like your boy Colin Kaepernick that you drafted there. It was a great draft. As owner of Alabama Hot Pockets, I'm thrilled to have the best draft out of everybody here. But it's a long season. Anything is possible. What?
Ajayi.
Oops.
Was that just a car accident outside?
We're in a bad neighborhood here.
It is over here, man. We got people are out past 10 o'clock on a Monday night. What kind of neighborhood is this? It's Playa del Rey, the greatest place on earth. Unless you're trying to move here, don't come. It was a great draft. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. For more fantasy football insight, make sure you check us out every single day at dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. And we're still trying to do Vines. We're still trying to do this Vine thing. We're coming around on that, but they're just not posting them anymore. So, yeah, that's why that's why I don't think. I'm calling their bluff, and so far it's not working. Apparently this Vine being closed down is a legit thing. Fantasy football, best of luck in your fake drafts, you fucking nerds.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.